Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
A shotgun and a rifle and four wheel drive, and a country boy can't survive. We're back, folks. George in Georgia and Kelso here in North Dakota. George is going to have to leave us at in about 15 minutes. Is that right, George?
That's fact.
Well, thank you very much for being with us, and I'll regale you just a bit more with this story we were just reading about what's going on in Hungary. And, okay, two men confronted the Kumbaya guy and threatened to cut off his head. The next morning, he found his car tire slashed.
God!
What happened in Osini was not civil disobedience or resistance, but the first step towards lynching, wrote Andras Stankosi, a conservative columnist in a Hungarian newspaper last weekend. Now, but here's the good news. Despite the threats against Mr. Fignesi, what did Mr. Orban say? Mr. Orban said there was nothing wrong with the protests. He said, here's his quote. He said this at an EU meeting in Tallinn, which is the capital of Estonia, which only has, by the way, 1.3 million people. What a tiny, tiny population. What a brave people. Anyway, he said, Tallinn there, right across the water from Finland, he said, Hungarians love children and always like to help the weak, like us. You know, that's one of the ways we get in trouble. But they have been so often lied to when it comes to migration. So if they're told that children will come in this migration, they will say, first it's children, then parents, then family reunification, and then we are in trouble. He said, it's quite right that they express their opinion firmly, loudly, and clearly.
Sounds like anti-DACA to me.
Yeah. So there's our man. There's our Donald Trump in Hungary, let's get another hero here. I have some more Hungarian stories, but let me find a Polish story for you before we leave off here, before we have to lose George. I don't have the story up. Let me just find it. You know, this is so amazing. You know, what a resource Breitbart is. I'm just going to type in a search, in a Google search here. I'm going to type in site colon Breitbart.com, and then I'm going to type in Poland. Just Poland. And then I'm going to do time limit it. Let me do the search here. Enter. Okay. And then let's, that's pretty, I mean, now I get a whole bunch of stories, all on Breitbart. Poland refuses to take any Muslim migrants. Poland calls for World War II reparations amid strains with Angela Merkel. That was a great story. Remember that one? Angela Merkel was going to fine them something like $150 million because they wouldn't take in refugees. And they said, okay, all right. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. We would like $1 trillion in reparations for what Germany did to Poland in World War II. Oh, that shut Angela Merkel's mouth.
Man, Angie Baby has got to go. James, there's one thing I hope before we're finished with the Trump phenomenon is that that idiot is gone. Talk about destroying a beautiful country. Angie must go.
Yeah. Now, here's another story from September 20th. Poland's conservative government, the Orban government, Fidesz, is experiencing record support. Now I'm going to watch. Again, this is how you can use Breitbart. Among my tools, I'm going to go to the time frame and search in the past week, and I should get the article. Yes, here it is. Here's the one I want. I read it yesterday, and I wanted to bring it to you. I didn't have it in my tabs, but here it is. That's how quickly I could find it. Top Eurocrat brands the patriotic Poland a greater danger for the EU than Brexit. Whoa! A senior Eurocrat, Polish, by the way, has accused Poland of abdicating its leading role in Central Europe by refusing to bend to the EU's demands on migrant quotas and internal judicial reforms. Internal judicial reforms means rolling over, bending over for an EU court system to rule in Poland rather than their own courts.
Or destroy their country.
Yeah, and warned the country, this looks like a woman, warned the this country, Poland, poses a greater existential threat to the EU bloc than Brexit. Ooh, that's big language, folks. And here's her name, Elżbieta, which must be Polish for Elizabeth, Elżbieta Biankowska, who sits on the EU's unelected central executive as commissioner for the internal market. And remember, why was that word unelected added in there by Jack Montgomery, the Breitbart reporter? Because he's bringing you the truth. He points out this is unelected. Claimed Poland's governing Law and Justice Party represents, that's PIS, the Law and Justice Party. So remember Fidesz in Hungary, Law and Justice in Poland, presents a greater danger for the EU than Brexit. Poland, has abdicated its role as leader of this part of Europe, see, they're the biggest. It will take a very long time. And then she said, and I think never, to rebuild its position. Biankowska is herself, you pronounce those W's as an F in Polish, Biankowska is herself from Poland and was appointed to the European Commission by former Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who himself sidestepped into the well-remunerated role. Now, who added that well-remunerated part? The Breitbart reporter of president of the European Council shortly before his centrist Civic Platform Party was swept out of office by Law and Justice. That's President Duda in a landslide election victory. The EU has taken exception to Poland's efforts to improve its status with its courts. European Commission First Vice President Frans Timmermans has threatened the EU could even go so far as to suspend Poland's voting rights within the bloc.
Yeah. Well, we live long enough to see the EU disappear, too.
Yeah. And, of course, the response to that is a kind of a Yogi Berra response, which, well, Mr. Timmermans, is that a threat or a promise? Critics believe the EU is tightening the screws on Poland because, like Hungary, it is resisting the EU's attempts to redistribute migrants across EU member states through a mandatory quota system. And what's going on in the U.S. right now, folks? All of these do-gooders in America, the Obamaites and so on, they are redistributing invaders, all over the United States, specifically targeting places like North Dakota, which are so white, because they're so white.
No white neighborhood is safe anywhere in the world.
Yeah, Maine is getting the same treatment. New Hampshire, you know.
James, some people might call that hatred.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I would call it hatred.
And you could also call.
Does Barack Obama hate me? We don't like to talk about things like that, but I think about it all the time.
Right, and it's also racism, folks, because the left's basis for all these actions is their bigoted views on race. That's the basis of all of this. They hate our race. They want to favor these other races. That's, you know, it's an inverted version of racism, but yes, it's racism. There you go. So there's a story. Good story from Poland. We're running out of time here with our good friend George in Georgia. And George, anything you want to say here as you head off into the sunset?
James, I just wanted to read a little bit from the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. Told the Compost, people always say we dodged a bullet with the hurricane, but that's not right. We took a hit, and it just goes to show you, if you spend money on mitigation on the front end, it will save you money on the back end. Because they did, they had stricter building codes, and they beefed the place up since Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
So this storm came down there, and the coastline was ready for Nate. And all they got were flooding, and when the water recedes, they'll clean it up and get back to business. Far different than Katrina, where things collapsed, levees broke, and we all know the catastrophe of 2005. So this is good.
Yeah, I remember driving through Biloxi and that little part of Mississippi that's on the Gulf Coast there, folks, and witnessing in Louisiana and Mississippi, looking at it. I mean, it was unbelievable where the waters had just rushed through. Trees, you know, snapped off by the winds, waters, you know, just rushing through. And they did exactly what George is describing. They said, look, hey, you're not going to rebuild down there on the beach again. You know, we're not going to, you know, you're not going to get any financing, and we're not going to let you build down there on the beach. And so, yeah, they rebuilt in a smarter way, and as you say, good result with Nate. Well, the George, anything else you want to give us as a parting shot here? And
now you're doing great, James, and I'm enthralled with this thing going on with the National Football League. And this is serious, serious business, in that we could really reap some major league dividends. I mean, there are millions and millions of white Americans that would be activists on our sides if they didn't spend their Sundays wasting it on the bloody National Football League. They've had such a stranglehold, and we still know people that, you know, all they dream about all week long is going to Sunday and wasting their entire day on the NFL. This is wonderful. And we, you know, make no mistake, we need the National Football League to collapse and go away. It is a catastrophic disaster for America. It's one of the greatest tools the other side has to mushify the brains of white Americans. And it's a hideously ultra-hate-filled black supremacist organization. And I won't say much about the owners because we all know who owns it. So I can only the worst things that could happen to the NFL. Thank God that Donald Trump and Pence have stuck their finger in the NFL's eye, because they've identified some serious enemies. You know, these millionaire black football players, they hate us.
Yeah, yeah. And remember what Nick Ayers said. Nick Ayers, in his talk, he said, we can thank Donald Trump that in the 2 weeks ago, we had 180 players not disrespecting the anthem. He said, this week we had 12. And that was the result of Donald Trump's bold action, telling these guys to take a hike, to take a long walk off a short pier. And that's great. And then Nick Ayers, Mike Pence's chief of staff, said if Hillary had been elected president, it would have gone from 180 to the whole entire league. And it would have been a major, well, but I like what you're saying, George. Keep it up, guys. Don't back down. Continue letting us know how you must have felt about our country and our people for all these years. And you were hiding it from us, as you say, George, under this charade of, yay, rah, you know, pretty cheerleaders, yay, rah, you know, marching band, sis, boom, bah, and all, everything is wonderful.
Can't wait for the National Basketball Association. Please, please, go on national television and take a knee in the national anthem. Give the finger to the Marine who's singing it, please, because the NBA is even worse.
Yeah, yeah, don't be chickens. Come on. Tell us what you really – yeah, come on.
You. See you tomorrow night, James.
All right, thanks, George. See you. Yeah, that'd be a great name for one of these teams. You know, I got the Baltimore Colts and the wrong. We call them the Baltimore Chickens. That would be a good new mascot. Well, here we are, folks, and I need you more than ever. If you want to call in, go ahead at 800-313-9443. We are in, let me look at my clock here. We are in our second hour of the Trump Phenomenon / American Freedom Party Report, sponsored by, we have a little bit of a commercial moment here, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And one of the reasons you would have been proud to have been a member of the American Freedom Party, when did we first endorse Donald Trump? I've forgotten the month. But early on in his campaign, you would have been proud that your party, before the RNC, endorsed Donald Trump, and with no reservations, and just quite honestly, no deception, no, you know, hidden strategy, or, you know, it wasn't a strategy or a tactic. We just loved what he was saying, and we weren't trying to make hay for ourselves, or float our own boat with Donald Trump's momentum and energy. We just loved what the man was doing and said so, and have done so ever since. And, you know, I'm very proud of that. And I remember the board of directors meeting when we made that endorsement, and it took us all of like 5 minutes to have a consensus. Yeah, we're endorsing this primary candidate, Donald Trump, who was facing 16. I think a couple had probably dropped out by then, but what would ultimately face 16 people with much more money. Jeb Bush, people say Donald Trump, well, you know, he won because he had a lot of money. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Jeb Bush spent $150 million on a primary campaign from which he withdrew pretty early on. He had much more money than Donald Trump. It wasn't money. Donald Trump is a billionaire and Jeb Bush isn't. Jeb Bush is worth a bundle, but it wasn't because he's a billionaire that Donald Trump won. I would say that's a handicap, actually. I don't think the average populist voter really wants to vote for a billionaire. It's kind of a, you know, that's the way they treated, what did they talk about, George Herbert Walker Bush, born with a silver spoon in his mouth. That's what the Democrats said at their convention. They like to make fun of somebody who's rich. And, Who was that? Ann somebody who said, poor George, at the Democrat convention. But I don't think that was a money. I think that was a disadvantage for Donald Trump. His fame? Oh, he won because he's famous. No. His fame, another disadvantage, because some of the things he's famous for are not the things that you need to get elected. You know, what do you need to get elected? You need a great military career. I mean, that's one of the things that can help you. Judge Moore, Vietnam vet. It would have helped Donald Trump if he'd been a Vietnam vet. He wasn't. He didn't serve during the Vietnam War. And other aspects of his fame, sort of all the glamour and glitz of, you know, all the fine features of his homes and his, you know, the luxury, that's a disadvantage. He had, you know, a really a little break here and back for more. And this is your chance to call in. See you in just a couple minutes.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show. Just talking about how Donald Trump won, and during the break, I kind of focused my brain a little bit and realized some other examples of how Donald Trump really had handicaps in the election, his victory. And I'll cut to the chase here. He won because his message was so good. Period. Period. He was, as Steve Bannon said, our candidate was the greatest speaker, greatest public speaker since William Jennings Bryan. That surely was an asset. He is an absolutely genius, brilliant speaker. So put that one up in the positive column. But let's go over some of the things he didn't have. Self-made man. If you want to win in politics in America, the guy who was raised in a cabin, had to walk to the outhouse, self-made man. Father died young. He supported his mother and his sisters, carried water from the well, self-made man, and then built himself a business. Started delivering newspapers when he was 12, mowing lawns, like that teenager that Donald Trump had mowing the lawn at the White House. That was a wonderful story. Worked his way through college. These are all things Donald Trump didn't do. Worked his way through college, started out at a not expensive, not fancy school, But then because of his genius and his incredible grades and his incredible work ethic while he worked 40 hours a week while going to college, he got his way into a five-star university where he, you know, graduated with honors, married his high school sweetheart, you know, Donald Trump. You know, his story is he had three wonderful marriages to three incredibly beautiful women and had five wonderful children with them. But that's not the married your high school sweetheart story. That's more of a, you know, that story does not have, Donald Trump's story does not have as much political appeal as high school sweetheart. And then, you know, we think of other things like this. So it wasn't money. It wasn't fame. It wasn't organization. Oh, man, Donald Trump had no organization at all. Even when he was winning the general election, I think he only had a staff of about 100 people. Everyone who commented from the left, there was one group that, like New York Times or somebody, went into the Trump Tower to interview and check out his campaign, see what the heck is making this guy win. They walked into the offices. They were empty. They said there were more full-size cardboard cutouts of Donald Trump than there were staff in there. It was a ghost town. He never actually had an organization. He didn't have any group of people supporting him. We have formed that group right here, not this show, but people like us. We have backfilled the Donald Trump. Oh, okay, yeah, we got some callers. Thank you, engineer. Kathleen in Texas, Laura in Michigan. We're going to go to you in just a bit. But we have backfilled the organization that Donald Trump lacked. And I think, by the way, I think some of the mistakes he may have made of late could be partly ascribed to the fact that he really, you know, he's feeling the loneliness of having become elected without an organization, and we need to communicate to him, no, Mr. President, you do have an organization. We're out here in massive numbers. And Roy Moore victory, he saw this. When Marsha Blackburn wins in Tennessee, he's going to see this again. And at all his rallies, he's going to see this. The enthusiasm will not subside at his rallies. And we will help steal his courage, because that is a very lonely role that he is in. He has great kids. That's an asset politically. Eric, Don, Ivanka, Tiffany and Barron, wonderful, wonderful children. But, you know, Ivanka's a liberal Democrat. I mean, that's not really an asset with Trump running on the Trump agenda when Ivanka doesn't even agree with it, however wonderful a daughter she may be. And so the Don and Eric appear to be very conservative on the right. Tiffany, as she went to the Wharton School like her dad and did well there. The premier Ivy League school, the Wharton School of Finance, founded by an ancestor of mine, Joseph Wharton. But we haven't heard much politically from Tiffany, I don't think. Laura in Michigan and Kathleen in Texas, hang on. Right after this break, the microphone is yours. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I will roll.
Are we? Rolling downhill? Like a snowball headed for hell? We're going to go here. We say no. We know Laura in Michigan and Kathleen in Texas also agree. No way on that. Let me just close out my thoughts on Donald Trump's why he won. It was the message, folks. And these other things actually were handicaps, the money, the fame, all of this handicaps. Donald Trump, born on June 14th, 1946 in New York City. I myself was born on June 8th, 1948 in New York City. And Donald Trump is my cousin through his mother, Marianne McLeod. That's a very Scottish name. Scottish it is. McLeod, variously spelled M-A-C-L-E-O-D. You can also spell it just M-C-L-E-O-D. You can also spell it all one word. But it's the McLeods are a clan based on Lewes Island in the Hebrides of Scotland, and especially the town of Stornoway. And my 19th great-grandfather is Torquil Laird Lewes McLeod. That goes back, that's way back there. Let's see, when is that? He's my grandfather, but that's the original Laird of the McLeods. And Donald Trump's mother, McLeod, migrated from Scotland was born in Scotland. Torquil Laird Lewes McLeod, my 19th great-grandfather, born in 1394 and died in 1468. And Donald Trump's mother, born in Lewes, you can also say Lewes, Scotland, and she died in New York at the age of 88 in 2000. Buried at the Lutheran All Faith Cemetery in Queens, New York. But she was born in Scotland. So Donald Trump, his German name from his dad, Fred, but boy, he's as Scottish as they come through his mother, Marianne McLeod. I'm looking at a picture of her. What a beautiful woman. My goodness. I'm looking at a picture of her in 1935. Anyway, let's go to our callers, our beautiful callers. We'll start with Laura in Michigan. Hi, Laura.
Hi, James. I got a quick comment and then a question for you.
Sure.
My comment is, if you want to get your football players off of football, go to Amazon.com and get the book, The Fix Is In, by Brian, T-O-U-H-Y. Tells you how crooked and corrupt they are. Now,
okay.
My question is...
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this is wishful thinking or what. I thought I heard that General George Kelly got tossed off of Air Force One.
No, I have not heard that story. Does anybody offer a reason?
I don't know. I was just on the way back from Las Vegas. That's all I heard. I was hoping.
Well,
I thought maybe Donald Trump suddenly realized he's not getting all the information he needs.
Well, I have not heard that story. Any listeners out there that are up on that, please call us. This is something about the Trump phenomenon. Everything is happening so fast that it's daily. Things are happening by the hour, and it's wonderful.
Well, Donald went to Las Vegas on Wednesday. This would have been between about Wednesday or Thursday or Friday that this happened. So, pretty recent. I'm hoping it happened. I'd like to see him gone.
Well, there's a Breitbart story that says that Donald Trump has said he has great faith in General Kelly and would like him to stay on for the entirety of his remaining 7.5 years. And I don't know what the provenance of that story is, but I saw that on Breitbart. I didn't read through the story. So, of course, there's been – and this is, by the way, this is baked in the cake. This is to be expected. When Donald Trump landed in the swamp, he's not going to have the same experience as swamp creature presidents, either Republican or Democrat, who have a nice, fluffy, soft landing in the middle of all that corruption. And all these people who suck off of the the taxpayer, they're, you know, it's all lovey-dovey for them. Democrat or Republican, pretty much doesn't make any difference. Donald Trump, he is a revolutionary. Of course he's had incredible trouble. Of course he's got people, hangers-on, trying to insert themselves into his presidency, people trying to attach themselves, people trying to subvert his presidency. Every conceivable ruse to undermine, to discourage him, to demoralize him, to, you know, you name it. Anything they can do. Attack him any way they can. Attack him through his children. Attack him through his wife. Attack him through his businesses. Attack him, you know, which he's pretty much given up. I mean, that's another measure of the man. I don't think Donald Trump will ever really participate in his business empire again. I think he's pretty much, you know, he basically gave up billions to be our president. People forget. You remember those amazing moments where Donald Trump said, I'm going to pay for this on my own dime. Oh, my gosh. And he did. He spent tens of millions of dollars of his own money on his campaign. Turned down. There were people who stood on the stage and said, I'm ready to give you $1 million right now, Mr. Trump. He was a candidate then. And he said, nope, I don't want your money. He addressed the, what was that meeting he addressed? The AIPAC conference, the America-Israel Political Action Conference. And he said, you people don't like me. No, he said, you are not going to vote for me because I don't, and I don't remember whether he said want or need your money. But it wouldn't matter what she said. I don't want or need your money. Those were breathtaking words. It took incredible guts just to address the AIPAC conference, which is considered to be the most, possibly the most powerful lobby in America. And
that's our big American problem right there. Got to get rid of AIPAC. Make them sign up as a foreign agent.
Well, but gutsy thing. Gutsy move. Donald Trump doesn't hesitate. He went right into the belly of the beast, spoke to them, spoke truth to power, and he said, you know, you're not going to vote for me because I don't, and I forget whether his word was want or need your money. That was, I mean, our breath was taken away on this show when we heard him say that day. And he's done that over and over again. Again, just speaking the truth, like this latest thing with the NFL. Just so obvious, you know, this is nonsense. And more good news, Laura. Mike Pence said one of the reasons that he left the stadium in Indianapolis was, let's see, what was it again? The Indianapolis Colts versus the San Francisco 49ers, which is a team that Kaepernick came off of. He said Donald Trump asked me to get up and leave if there was a anthem protest. So this is all hail to Mike Pence for doing it, but all hail also to our president for asking him to do it.
And, that's right.
And also a salute to both men for acting so well as a team. That's a very – I mean, this is the governor, former governor, just recently of Indiana. Mike Pence, very popular, you know – imagine what courage it took for him to, and his team, the Indiana Colts, they stood for the national anthem. But he walked out. He walked out because some of the San Francisco players did not. That's incredible. I want to see the video of that. Folks, I'll try, if we have a break where I can find it, I'll see if I can find some video of that magic moment. Anyway, Laura, go ahead. So what else is on?
I heard one thing about the Raiders quarterback, who the black players let get sacked, and he got hurt in the game. Nobody said a word about that.
Now, was this quarterback, I'm presuming, he was a white guy?
Oakland Raiders quarterback. And the black players on his team, because he stood for the national anthem, they sabotaged him.
And he got hurt?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and folks, you know, we talked about that earlier in the show. If you're a quarterback, you have facing you on the other side, you have linebackers, you know, rushing, shooting the line, full speed, that weigh 280 pounds, that are solid muscle, and they're coming at you full speed with their helmet down. And, you know, they could just and they could plant you in the ground like a phone pole. And you have like on a serious rush, you might have six of these guys coming at you. I mean, can you imagine what it feels like to see these huge guys coming at? Well, all you have to do, you're right. The quarterback knows my life depends on these people who are protesting the national anthem. So I've got to go along with this or I'm going to get. And this guy got hurt. So, yeah.
Yes. If you can find any more information about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and see this, I like what you said, you know, the fix is in. Brian Toohey, T-O-U-H-Y, yeah. The fix is in. It is. There's so much fakery in what's going on and so much fraud that, you know, this is not honest sport. This is not, you know, this is not something you want to.
Anything you've got millions of dollars being bet in Las Vegas or whatever, they're going to fix it, you know?
Yeah.
They don't go by. Leave it to chance. They don't.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was watching, you know.
Let's get John Statmuller to get this author on his show.
Right. Well,
John loves the Detroit Lions. I don't think he wants to
hear.
Well,
you see, all of us, John is like me. I was remembering the Baltimore Colts. And, you know, we all, you know, back when I was, I'm Donald Trump 71, I'm 69. I have the same memories. I was born in the same city and the same week. us older guys, we remember, you know, whatever our favorite teams were. But, you know, I remember John Arnett, I still remember his jersey number, number 26 in the University of Southern California. And other people remember stuff like that. That is, there was a great, the Buffalo Bills had a guy named, I think it was Don Beebe. He was the fastest man on the team. He was a 5'11", 175-pound white guy who was a wide receiver, an amazing player, a Mark Kelso on the same Buffalo Bills team, Super Bowl team, numerous times. Amazing. And he was what was his position? The guy who plays the free safety. That's no white guys is free safety anymore. But these guys played with spirit. It was fun to watch them. But that's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much gone. But anyway, Laura, anything else? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my family boycotted the NFL, the Detroit Lions, the day they had Homosexual Day. So we boycotted that day.
Yeah, I made my comment about their uniforms. They really look like leotards. I mean, you know, as a woman, you must looking at their uniforms. Don't they kind of look like hosiery? they're skin tight. They're leotards. Anyway, I don't know what. Be that as it may. Well, thank you, Laura, and. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's go to Kathleen in Texas.
Hey, James.
Hey, hi, Kathleen.
And hey to Paul and George in absentia. I love Laura. She's wonderful. She really adds so much. But anyway, I wanted to say, where else could we hear the wonderful choices you make in things you read, so that we can know what's going on in the rest of the world, and not just speculation, but reading it, and it's wonderful. And I know that your show is, your daily show is on the number six for the radio, for this station. But in addition, Ken, the producer, he makes sure that your three-hour show on Sunday goes on after the last show on Sunday, which is at 1 a.m. So I get to hear because there's so much. Anyway, so thank you so much, Ken. And then The other thing is two more things really quick. Dr. Slattery is I just wanted the audience to hear this because I did tell you before, but I think I told you. Dr.
Yes,
Slattery
you did.
Is on at noon every day and on RBN, and he is wonderful. And then the last thing, I want to know how the rosary celebrating the Battle of Lepanto went. I'll hang up now, but thanks for everything you do, and I really love the show, so thank you.
Wow. Well, Kathleen, thank you. It's our hard praise to live up to. Thank you so much. We got a break, folks.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in, and thank you, Kathleen, for that. I can't live up to that praise. Thank you very much. I listened to a Michael Savage radio show last night, and he talked about what it's like to be a radio host. And he said it's he said some very accurate things, that it's when you do it right, live radio, especially live radio, when you do it right, it's an incredible thrill. And it's also an incredible skill. It's there's something to it. There's an it to it. You have it. Anyway, he talked about that yesterday. He's been in radio for so long and been so prominent. Anyway, an interesting thing. You know, and thank you for saying, Kathleen, that the articles that we select and the things we talk about are good selections. One thing I intend as a part of a mission of this show, when I created the Trump phenomenon, is to encourage the people, the Trump train, encourage the people that, you know, this is an incredible thing that happened. Something, a phenomenon happened. Something that could have happened all along. Donald Trump pulled it together simply by giving out the plain message. The plain message of patriots, not with no poison pill elements to it, which I've experienced lots of those elements that the American public doesn't want anything to do with, and that prevent a renaissance of white patriotism, that prevent us from acting like a family. And Donald Trump, shorn of all such poison pills or excess baggage, he made the point. What did he demonstrate? What did he prove to all of us? I made the point earlier. Not that he didn't have a magic wand. He didn't have lots of money. That's the difference. Fame, et cetera, et cetera. No, he said simply, and most importantly, he said the right things, and he didn't say any of the wrong things. He said, nation without borders isn't a nation. The exporting of our jobs is the greatest theft in the history of the world. Strong things that white America wanted to hear, has been wanting to hear from a politician, and they were ready to respond all this time. I've been saying it in various posts that I've had in this movement. I've been saying this for a long time. Theoretically, I said, you know, hey, if you don't talk about this other nonsense and you talk about this, what America really wants, you could win. We could actually take our country back. I was speaking theoretically. Donald Trump, there was a moment in the history of this show where I was sitting here at the microphone, and it dawned on me what Donald Trump was in the process of accomplishing. He was proving, I've been saying this theoretically for years, he was in the act of proving it. It's not a theory. Donald Trump showed everybody, every patriot, you can win this way. And importantly, if you look at the things he didn't do, you can avoid guaranteed loss, guaranteed failure, if you stay away from this other stuff. We got a break, and I've got a touching story after this break. Stay tuned.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming,
Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to...